What's up, tribe? Thanks for tuning in to episode 2 of Oasis Podcast. I can't believe it's December, guys. So it's December 4th, and the last month of the year. I hope you guys have accomplished what you wanted to accomplish this year in 2017. And I have to say, the next few episodes of Oasis Podcast, maybe like the next 3-4 episodes or so, it's going to be based on my life in 2017. So today's topic is 10 reasons to love your life regardless of who's in it. I chose this topic because I have to admit that I've been not looking at the positive. I would say early in 2017, not looking at the positive things that I've accomplished and probably just, you know, focusing more on negative things. And so I guess towards the end of the year, I began to focus more on the positive and kind of like accept the negative for what it is. Like, it is what it is, right? You can't do anything about it. So let's jump right into it. 10 reasons to love your life regardless of who's in it. Number one, you are here for a purpose and it'll change your life. So we all have a purpose. We need to really like take time and to really think about what that purpose is. I always feel like that's more of a spiritual journey, is more of like soul searching. So there's no one right way to do that, but I invite you to do it. And you'll be surprised at how much you'll change and how much the energy around you will change. Number two, you have gifts that someone could use and change their life. We have talents and we have gifts. And so whatever your gift is, I would encourage you to use that in a way to change someone else's life, to inspire, motivate someone else. And really think about how you can do that. Sometimes you can do that in a way it'll make you money. Sometimes you do that in a way and it's just a volunteer thing. So that's one reason to love your life. Number three, you are like no one else. Embrace it. So we live in a culture where everyone wants to be like everyone else. Everyone wants to have, you know, that Kim K figure, that Kim K look, or, you know, just looking like someone altogether and not realizing we have our own unique things about us. So find that thing and really embrace it and show it in a way to the world that, you know, however you see fit. So think about that. Number four, opportunities are everywhere, including the opportunity to recognize new opportunities. So I know sometimes we always think that opportunities are going to come in like this perfectly wrapped tippity box, but sometimes, most of the time, opportunities come in a brown paper bag torn apart. And so you have to figure out the silver lining and how can you use that to your advantage. And so that's recognizing that there is a new opportunity. Don't always look for, like, you know, that bold sign. Sometimes it's very subtle, sometimes it's hidden, and you have to really read between the lines to find it. So I encourage you to do that in all of your business, especially business ventures that you may have, or any type of planning or events and things like that. Number five, if you're single like me, you have the luxury of freedom and time. Use it without justifying it or feeling bad about having this luxury. And I know sometimes people come to me, I don't know about you, but sometimes people come to me and say, oh, you shouldn't have anything to complain about because, you know, you're not married, you don't have kids, you have all of this time. I do have time, but that time is used to build my businesses, to do things that I've always wanted to do and haven't had a chance to do. And then on the flip side, you have people saying, oh, how come you get to do this? How come you get to do that? Because I have the time and the freedom. It's the choice I made about my life. I'm unapologetic about it. I never wanted to be married or have kids in my 20s ever. I still don't know if I want to have children. I want to be married one day. But I'm not rushing it. I do trust the timing of the universe, of God. And in the meantime, especially accepted this towards the end of 2017. In the meantime, I'm going to do me. I'm going to finish working on my businesses. Also, during this time, I've been learning a new language. And so I invite you to do the same. I invite you to you know, close out those articles from single women and men, and stop spending money going to these conferences and all of that. And find out what I mentioned earlier. What is your purpose? What are your gifts? How can you use it to show it to the world to motivate and inspire people? Okay, so number six, you can be unapologetic about the choices you make in life. It's your life. You don't have to follow societal norms. You can follow societal norms, but you should make choices that make you happy. Not your parents, not your friends, not doing things that you think you should be doing. You know, go in order, school, job, marriage, kids, whatever it is. You know, if you want to strive to get that promotion or strive to start that business, do it. Don't wait till 2018. There is no time like the present, so go for it. Number seven, the gift of travel equals the gift of seeing the world beyond your culture. I personally love to travel. I've been everywhere. I've been to Africa, I've been to Dubai, Mexico, the islands, you name it. I've pretty much almost been there, all over the States. And so the great thing about traveling is you get to see the world in a way that in a way that you don't normally see it. So you see other people's cultures, the food. My friend and I, we travel all together. We always visit like a winery, you know, their government. You ask people like how things work here. It really is an interesting way to see the world. And also for people, they always say, oh, I don't have the money. You don't have to go to Africa. You can go to another state. You can go somewhere else. But I encourage you to save your money to experience things like this, like travel. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised at how liberating it is to just be out in the world and just enjoy yourself. Number eight, the gift of ignoring criticism and appreciating constructive criticism. I learned this early on, way before 2017. So as an entrepreneur, you come across a lot of people who like to criticize, and then you come across people who have actual constructive criticism. So the difference is, people who criticize will always tell you what the problem is, all of the negative things about your project, your life, your whatever it is, right? Constructive criticism is when people tell you the problem, but also offer suggestions or encouragement for that problem. And so you need to know the difference between the two, because if you have people around you who are always criticizing, that's bad energy. You don't need these people around you, to be honest with you. You really don't. And you'll be surprised at how it affects the way you operate, the way you go about approaching projects, approaching relationships. And so really think about that. And you know, you have that choice to do that right now. Number nine, there's so much more to life than titles. There's a good time. If we really stop hanging ourselves up, and I'm guilty of this, definitely was guilty of this early on. Stop getting hung up on, I want to be a girlfriend. I want to be a wife. I want to be the vice president of this. I want to be a manager of this. I want to be this. Those things are good, but sometimes subconsciously, we become obsessed with it. And it really is all the thing that we think about. It's the only thing that we think about. And we don't even realize it. So until you put that aside and focus on something else, again, purpose, gifts, other projects that you could do, you know, visit family, whatever it is, you'll really see how insignificant it is to not be so hung up on that one thing. You know what I'm saying? I invite you to do that. Also, it'll just give you peace of mind. So really, really consider that as 2017 closes. And the last thing, you have the opportunity to improve. There is always room to improve your life. No matter how young you are, how old you are, as long as you have the opportunity to live, you have the opportunity to improve. And with improvement comes evolving. And that's always exciting. That's always an exciting thing. So that is something I just want to quickly tell you guys. I just wanted to share with you guys. Just there are reasons to love your life, regardless of who's in it. Your happiness shouldn't depend on anyone but yourself. It's something that comes from within. And as we approach the end of another year, I would invite you to, in the new year, even now, I don't like saying wait till the new year, but even now, I would invite you to really take these reasons and really think about it and learn and see how you can apply it to your life. Okay, so I hope you guys have a great week, and I will be posting a new episode on next Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to Oasis Podcast, and have a great week. Peace.